This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Several reports out last night say they are seriously considering trading Captain Brad Marchand.
Wow.
Are you okay?
I don't think that's going to happen. I can't believe
it. I know.
He's not going anywhere. I know sports people need something to talk about because there's nothing going on right now in the sports world.
Right.
Brad Marchand is not going anywhere. He doesn't want to leave. They don't want him to leave. What are we talking about? I said what I said.
Good enough. Uncle
Stand
Carson.
On it.
Stand on it.
Well, Nostradamus, you are not.
Stand on it. So here's a story that I have not shared before today. Last fall, we went on a camping trip, me and Barrett. And there's
the one where you got attached by bears?
That's the one.
Right.
And so this camping trip has been going on every year for about 5 years. I went the first time 5-6 years ago, but because of our scheduling, I haven't been able to go over the past couple of years. So Barrett and I went this year,
right.
And it's dads and their kids. So there's probably 10 to 15 dads and, I don't know, 20 kids. Most of the dads have multiple kids.
It's a big trip.
It is a big trip. We go to upstate New York. It's right on this river. There's fly fishing, all that sort of stuff. And so what I didn't share after that trip was Barrett and I are right by our tent. We had been out fishing and he comes back in and there is just fishing wire in a, it's just an utter spaghetti mess. And we are trying to get this string. And one of the dads walks by and goes, "That looks fun." And I'm like, "Yeah." And I look up and it's Brad Marchand.
Which is crazy. Mind would have melted.
Did you not know that walking in?
No. So it turns out, so Brad lives in Charlestown, mm-hmm. which is where I live. It's very small. It's one square mile. And he has kids. And I guess one of his kids plays hockey with one of my friend's kids. Mm-hmm. And so they said to him, "Hey, if you want to come, we're doing this trip." He just happened to have the weekend off. And so he came with his kid and hung out, just talked a little. Yeah, I talked to him a few minutes here and there. Seemed like a nice knife guy. In fact, one morning he and I had said, "Hey, you want to get up early and go fishing?" Which we did not do because it's a bunch of dads sitting around the campfire all weekend. Not
a couple beers.
You make plans and then you eat beers.
Exactly. So the trip ends and Barrett and I are one of the first to leave. And I forgot our camping chairs. And we had just bought them. They were like $65 camping chairs from Costco. They had a little side table on them. Really nice camping chairs Atlanta got for us. And I forgot them. Forgot my chair and my tables, which they were using for food. So when they all go to pack up to leave, somebody's like, "Hey, Carson left his camping chairs." And Brad says, "Well, he lives in Charlestown, right? I live in Charlestown. I got some room in my truck. I'll throw them in back in my truck, and I'll catch up with him once we get back to the neighborhood." So a couple of days later, I get a text from one of the other dads that says, "Hey, Brad Marchand has your chairs. Here's his number if you want to get them."
I know.
And the fact that we didn't use it once.
The restraint is incredible.
Ass. Yeah. Listen, you guys, I don't want to get into his.
"Oh, this is the one time. You're not going to do it."
Yeah. He kept his nose clean once.
Anybody else would be like, "Do, do, 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 do."
So I did text him and I was like, "Hey, here's where I live. I could come to you." But he's in the middle of the season, all this stuff. Yada, yada, yada.
Life gets in the way.
So I never seen the camping chairs again.
Right.
And they're expensive chairs.
So
you just think they're an acceptable loss because Brad Marchand's family might be sitting
gone.
On them. And
That's fine.
And that's
they're
fine.
Gone. We'll write it off as
a
loss.
Gift.
It's okay.
To be fair, if he wasn't the Bruins captain, I'd be mad about my chairs. To be fair.
So when the news breaks that Brad Marchand has been traded from the Bruins to Florida, I text Barrett. and say Bruins just traded Brad Marchand. And Barrett texts back in all capitals, I know, what are they thinking? Give us back our chairs before you leave. In all
he
caps.
Is your son.
Barrett level petty.
Your son.
So I think it's really funny. I actually text Dan that text from Barrett because we're texting
you
back
texted
and forth.
It to me too.
I yeah. texted it to mm-hmm. you. And then I text it to our camping group mm-hmm. being funny. The second I text it, my phone rings. It's one of the dads, Dean. And Dean says, what are you doing? And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, he just got traded 2 seconds ago, and you're going to call him out in the text? I'm like,
why, yes. Yes, I am.
I'm like, what do you mean call? He's not in this text chain. He's like, yes, he is. Now, I don't know all the numbers that are in this text chain because they're not saved.
I'm sorry. You had his number and you didn't save it as his number? Who are you?
His number is in my phone in this group. I just call it the camp.
Oh,
it's called,
he was in the text.
He was in the text.
That's
where I'm
so
like,
awkward.
I want my chairs back.
His whole life just got uprooted and some guy he met once is like, where are my chairs, bro?
It's not that deep, bro.
Yeah. Well, all the dads are laughing, you know, hysterically. Dean has called me and says, what are you doing?
How did you feel when you found out he was on the text?
No, I was sweating. I felt really bad. I felt, you know, he's going through it on a personal level.
I think the first thing I said to you on the text was like, if he gets traded, he must have 200 text messages.
He's never going to see it.
The odds of him seeing it.
Oh, he saw it. He saw it, and he responded.
What did he say? What did he say? What did he say?
He wrote back, ha, 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 yes. I promise they are just stored in a safe place. A nice, warm, heated climate. Not to have any winter wear and to tear on them. I'll get them back to you, I promise.
Spoken like a true captain.
Yeah,
a leader.
They're going to be stored in a condo in Miami is where they're going to be stored.
He doesn't want to move more stuff than he has to. Trust me, they're coming back to you.
Imagine he just found out he's getting traded. Now he has to respond to you about chairs. He's got to figure out where his kids are going to school.
Maybe it gave him a bit of laughter at a moment where he needed it, Carson.
I hope so.
Oh, when you saw he responded, did your stomach just drop?
I was just like, no, no. Because once I got told that his number was in that text chain, I went in. So when it popped up, you know, a day later on my text, I'm like, oh my God, Brad just texted me.
Oh, I feel like I've secondhand cringe. That's so good.
Yeah, it's so great.
It's literally the most Carson thing that ever could happen. I don't know what you guys are surprised about.
Immediately after
the fact that you didn't even dig in harder makes me wonder who you are. I don't know you anymore.
Several reports out last night say they are seriously considering trading Captain Brad Marchand.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
I don't think that's going to happen. I can't believe
it. I know.
He's not going anywhere.
He's not going anywhere.
I know.
Not with my chairs.
Sports people need something to talk about because there's nothing going on right now in the sports world.
Right.
Brad Marchand is not going anywhere. He doesn't want to leave. They don't want him to leave. What are we talking about? I said what I said.
Good enough. Uncle
Stand
Carson.
On it.
Oh, I mean, how many people got a text from Brad Marchand this weekend? Not many. You're one of them.
A few people in Florida that played for the Panthers, maybe.
Oh, wow.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.